Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Psychedelic Sunday, your best Psychedelic Sunday radio show.
That is correct. It's great to be here. We have a bunch of records to play for you. Some soul, some garage, some psychedelic records.
Some new rocksteady. Psychedelic rocksteady.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
How you going, King OPP?
Yeah, pretty good. It's been a good week. Kind of threatened to rain the whole time. I think we'll be okay.
I've actually been soaked two or three times and loved it.
Hey, I guess the autumn is upon us. What are we going to do?
Get soaked.
Let's get soaked with some fantastic tunes. Psychedelic Sunday!
Hey, little girl, what's the matter with you? Don't you like the things I do? You're wearing a frown. I've been shot.
Thank you.
Tune in to Psychedelic Sunday on 2SCR 107.3, the home of the hits. At the top of that set, we heard on the Norton Records label, the Sonics doing Shut Down, followed by Frank Frost doing My Back Scratcher on Jewel Records.
Also, the favorite song with Walkin', 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 and also Determination by The Kitchen Sink. And I think that was on LHI Records.
That's Lee Hazelwood's personal record label. I love Lee Hazelwood.
That's right, LH for Lee Hazelwood.
What a moustache gentleman.
Yeah, I love it when he's riding. Have you ever seen that film clip where him and Nancy Sinatra are riding horses through the forest and there's Vaseline around the lens of the camera?
Some Velvet Morning, maybe?
That's the one.
Hey, what a weird song. Anyway, we got plenty more weird songs coming up for you for the next hour because we love weird, cool tunes off this bunch of records that we keep bringing in here for some reason.
That's right. I've got more to play. I'm going to go and do it, all right? I'll be back.
I'm gonna make you mine.
to SCR!
I wasn't bothered surrounding me, but I don't want your sympathy, yeah. Oh, baby, oh, baby, I just need your tender loving to keep me sane in this burning oven. When my time is up, be my reaper. Me back to work again. Pains and blisters on my mind and my hands. I'm living daily with those canvas bags. Thoughts of freedom, they're driving me wild. And I'll be happy like a newborn child. We'll be together, girl, you wait and see. No more walls, keep your love. Yeah.
same thing I tell you. Can't you feel my love? Can't you see my sweet love? Can't you hear my love? It's getting louder. It's getting louder. A little faster. Yeah. I said, baby, baby, I need you. Baby, come on. Baby, 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 I love you. Baby, I need you. Baby, yeah. Yeah. Right by my side. I need you here by my side, but I can't help it, baby. But I'll be home soon. I'll be home soon. Yeah. All right.
Me to believe every word you said, but now those words are dead. You told me all of life, realize I've been through it before. Today
And that was the saddest teenagers in the world, The Plague doing I've Been Through It Before on the Fenton Records label. And before that, we heard The Animals, who's a member of The Animals passed away recently. I can't remember who it was. Doing Inside Looking Out on the Decca Records label. What do we have from you, DJ Soup?
We had The Wild Ones with a track called by On United Artists. And I don't know what it's called because I can't even read that. Can you read that?
I'll read that for you. It's The Wild Ones doing For Your Love, I Would Do Most Anything. And Nerd Fact for the people who like facts. These are The Wild Ones that did the original version of Wild Thing.
Yeah, that's
right. 1 year earlier. This is 1966. 65, they did the original Wild Thing, and then the Troggs had a huge hit with it.
We also had Get Out of My Life, Woman by The Leaves, and that was on the Mirror label. Mirror label I thought was a small label, but they could obviously afford a lovely horn section on that record.
Maybe one was walking past one day or something.
Must have been.
More facts for the people who like hearing facts. They were the band that had a small-time hit with a cover of Hey Joe, 1965.
Wow, that was probably why. That was the follow-up, and they were, you know, hey, we've got a budget.
These kids are hot.
Here's money. Here's a big bag of it.
You could come to my studio anytime and hand me a bag of money, DJ Super. I'd love that.
All right, let's play some more records.
We got some more records, definitely. I got some, this tune called Psychedelic Reggae coming up. I bought yesterday.
Excellent. I'm waiting to hear it.
We missed Mr. Papa Disco's store.
Oh, good. Hey, Gons. Psychedelic Sunday, 2SER 107.3.
Oh, what would I do without you? Everything gonna be alright this morning. I got a little woman, she in the town. She says she loved me, but best of all, she is my woman, my all. She's my lover, yeah, she's my all. We run around, have a lot of fun. She whispers my ear and say, oh, you're the one. Said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah, oh yeah. Picks up a telephone, call pilot home. Said, hey, little boy, won't you my daughter alone? Said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah. You red and hot, you don't know, baby, just what you got. Said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah. Have a lot of fun. She whispered to me softly and said, oh, you're the one. Said, oh yeah, said, oh yeah.
Yeah, we're we're looking for a new day. Yeah, we're looking for a new day.
Psychedelic Sunday! Ah! At the top of that set, we heard brand new track I got the other day from Papa Disco up the road. Psychedelic Reggae with Winston Wright with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics on Treasure Isle Records. A new release of an old tune that never came out, I don't think. If you know otherwise, let us know. And after that, we heard on the Duke Reed label, For Our Desire by King Sporty.
We also heard on the Dulwich label, Oh Yeah, by the Shadows of Night. And on Decca by the Morlocks, Looking for a New Day.
And we got an email last week.
Hey, great.
From Johnny Fatonic. We should have read it halfway through the show, but we were too busy dancing in the studio to look at the email. It happens, I guess. Anyway, Johnny says, I effing love you guys.
Aww.
And 4 exclamation marks. We love you too, Johnny.
Shout out to you, Johnny.
Shout out to Johnny, number one.
All right. What's next? Have we got any letters this week, by the way?
That's our only letter, and it's praise.
All right, excellent. I love you, Johnny.
Can't complain.
On that note, I'm going to play more records. This one's for you, Johnny.
To a CR 107.3.
Home of the hits. We'll be right back.
Psychedelic Sunday. Just then we heard on the 20th Century Fox label, Albert Collins doing Cooking Catfish, my favorite version of Green Onions, besides maybe the original Green Onions. And before that, on the Tamla Motown Records label, we heard He Was Really Saying Something by the Velvettes.
We also heard Hot Rod Papa by Marsha Hunt on International Records. And on Page One, Your Way to Tell Me Go by Plastic Penny, which is a Harry Page production.
Larry Page.
Larry Page.
His brother Larry.
Larry, thank God.
Shout out to Larry Page, one of my favorite producers of all time, who did a lot of the Trogs records and named the Kinks, who lives in Avoca. If you're tuned in, Larry Page.
Probably not likely.
That's a very pessimistic attitude, DJ Soup. If you're tuned in, please write in and we will do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Larry Page, for making so many cool songs.
Love you, Larry!
Fever in the morning. treat me right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever all in the morning, fever all through the night.
Sunshine,
you make me happy.
Make me happy.
to Psychedelic Sunday. Just then we heard Willie Mitchell doing The Champion Part 1 on London Records label. At the top of that set we heard on the Glotus Records, That's All by Al Garris. And after that we heard Fever by Little Willie John, the original version on Kid Records.
We also heard on Diamond Records, You Are My Sunshine by the Hot Tamales, and The Mojo Man would Dance With Me.
And, you know, at Psychedelic Sunday, we love to hear from you. We actually got a message from Mikey a second ago asking about the record on 20th Century Fox, Albert Collins. Yes, it sounds like Rupert Murdoch did indeed have a record label, which put out some good tunes that probably didn't make him any money.
Well, I bet he had absolutely nothing to do with it other than the fact that he was bankrolling it.
Well, if Rupert Murdoch is listening, please let us know what your favourite artists were on your label, 20th Century Fox Records, and we will gladly read them out on the air.
Absolutely.
And you too could write into us at psychedelicsundayradio@gmail.com. That's Sunday like the ice cream.
Are you anywhere today? What are you doing?
I'm relaxing. How about you?
You should be somewhere. Someone employ this man. The best DJ in town.
Next to DJ Soup, of course.
That's not true. I'm playing at the Urco. If you can be bothered coming down, come down, have a beer with me, listen to some tunes. It's a very nice little pub.
It's a fantastic pub. Hey, we should bring
your dog.
No, bring the dog. What a good time. We should probably sign off for the week. We have about 20 seconds left, but we have another presenter in the studio for his show next up. Mr. Lyndon Pike, how are you today? That's a lot of energy, my friend. We hope that stays with the show for the rest of your time. Signing out. Good day to you.